We are going to continue the hour by talking about art. Today is a very big day for the Ackland Art Museum because they are launching two brand new exhibitions. One of them is a sculpture exhibit called Good Object, Bad Object. The other is a photography exhibit, Laurel Nakadate, 10 performances from 365 days, a catalog of tears. Opening side by side today at the Ackland Art Museum, ackland.org is their website. We're joined now in the studio by two special guests. Peter Nisbet is the Deputy Director for Curatorial Affairs at the Ackland. He's also the curator of both exhibitions. Allison Portnow-Lathrop is the Head of Public Programs at the Ackland, and she is in charge of organizing public events and programs around both exhibitions. Peter, Allison, thank you both so much for being here with us today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
So, Peter, let me start with you with the most important question of all. What is it that possessed you to curate two exhibitions simultaneously?
Oh, enthusiasm for art and the wonderful acquisitions that the Ackland has been able to achieve in the past few years.
This is a really cool couple of exhibitions. Tell us about both of them.
Well, the sculpture show came out of the fact that, as I just said, the Ackland has a really active acquisitions program, probably the most active acquisitions program of any museum in the state. And from time to time, we do special exhibitions that highlight those acquisitions, recent acquisitions, and this time it was sculpture's turn. So as I put together the list, I realized we had some very exciting contemporary sculptures made since about 1980 that were worth putting together in conversation in a special exhibition. And that's Good Object, Bad Object.
I love the title because you don't necessarily think of an artwork that's on display as a bad object. So it's an interesting way of thinking about it.
It is. There have been some people who've hesitated about that particular title. But I like the idea of a bad object in the sense of an object that behaves badly. Mm. The basic idea of the show is that our normal expectations of sculpture is of a single object on a pedestal in the middle of the room. And all the sculptures we're showing undermine that, question it, and act badly, as it were, in relationship to that standard, but turn out to be good objects as well. So that's the conversation that I hope to...
What's an example?
Well, we have objects that hang from the ceiling in the show. We have objects that lean against the wall so that they're partly engaging with the wall, which is the traditional place for hanging paintings, but the floor. We have objects that are essentially mirrored pieces that sort of dissolve. They become non-objects in that way. We have objects you can walk across. So in all these ways, you find sculptors picking up on the history of sculpture. None of this is new, but it's just, I think it's an exciting moment to have a look at these strategies again.
Is this a trend in modern sculpture? Is this something that the Ackland was kind of thinking about when making acquisitions or...
Well, I particularly love sculpture and have stressed sculpture acquisitions at the Ackland, and I do like that history of the formal decisions that sculptors make about placement, about materials, that I think make the sculptures exciting. So it's an extremely diverse group of objects, which is exciting too. I think sculpture is a particularly lively moment for sculpture, yes. I do think so.
Speaking with Peter Nisbet, who's the curator of the Good Object, Bad Object exhibition that opens today at the Ackland. Also opening today, also curated by Peter Nisbet, is Laurel Nakadate, 10 performances from 365 days, a catalog of tears, which the whole collection is 365 photographs of the artist photographing herself as she's crying in various spaces once a day. So sell me on this, because this is a difficult one for me to wrap my mind
around. Well, it's a beautiful, intense, very emotional show. It's a wonderful contrast to the sculpture, which is by, there are maybe 15 objects, 15 different artists. The Laurel Nakadate show is one artist and one project. We don't own all 365. We were given 10 days worth of the year. And this is a chance to show them. The artist really engaging with sadness and being open about vulnerability, grief, isolation in a way that I think is emotionally extremely powerful, and I hope resonates a little bit with a lot of the conversations on campus these days about students' mental health and being able to cope and all those issues. I hope the exhibition can connect with those issues. The photographs are essentially selfies, but blown up to a large scale. So they have awkward lighting, awkward composition, some are blurred, but at the large scale, you have to engage with them. And so you get this wonderful contrast between the privacy of the emotion and the public nature of displaying it.
And some, if not all, of these photographs are taken in public spaces. So we're talking about the artist engaging with public spaces in kind of an unconventional way. So I guess that's a tie-in with the other one. But how do the two exhibits relate to each other?
Well, I see them as companions in a way. They weren't intended as such, but I see them as almost a nice contrast. Yes, the artist is in public spaces, but it's really mainly in her apartment.
Okay.
Or if it's in an aeroplane, it's, you know, at night when all the other passengers are asleep and she's alone, or in her car. So it really is about isolation and accessing emotional depth of grief, especially.
Speaking with Peter Nisbet, who's the curator of both of these exhibitions, Laurel Nakadate, 10 performances from 365 days, A Catalog of Tears, and the sculpture exhibit, Good Object, Bad Object, both opening today at the Ackland Art Museum. Ackland.org is the website. Allison Portnow-Lathrop is the head of public programs at the Ackland, organizing several public programs throughout the exhibitions, which run, by the way, through April 2nd. So you've got a couple of months to head out there and see them, and there's going to be public events and exhibitions and programs all the way through that period. Allison, tell us about some of what's on tap.
Sure. Well, we have some great programs coming up related to Good Object, Bad Object. One of the ones that I'm really excited about is something that I guess could have been part of our Music in the Gallery series that we've done over the years at the museum, but I think it's sort of a music composition behaving badly, to put it in the terms of the show. We have composer Lee Weisert, who's a UNC composition professor and composes works across the country, who's going to share a piece called Both Man and Beast and the Creeping Thing, which is, in addition to being sort of a musical composition that behaves badly, it's unexpected, it's not traditional notes that are composed. It's not traditional performers. There's no string quartet, anything like that. It's made of a giant ice orb, which will be hung from the ceiling, drip down into a basin, and trigger some, through electronics, some text-based little elements that, as the ice drips and melts and gets warmer in the gallery space, it becomes overlapping and clashing in terms of the sounds. So in addition to being that composition that's an unusual type of composition, it's also really sculptural as a work of
music.
That's
awesome.
Yeah. So I think it fits really well with some of the text-based elements in the exhibition. It hangs from the ceiling like some of the works in the exhibition do. And it has that really, you feel like you're part of the piece when you're interacting with it, watching it. You like the sculpture works, you don't touch it, but you still get to be a real part of it happening in real time. So I think there are lots of resonances there with Lee Weisert's piece. And that will debut at the Ackland in a 3-day run on a Friday, February 10th, during our second Friday Art Walk evening hours. That same night, we'll have tours, mini tours of the Laurel Nakadate photographs. And then one of the other programs that I'm excited about for Good Object, Bad Object is a family-friendly sculpture workshop.
Nice.
During our FAM Fun in the Galleries Day in February, on February 26th in the afternoon, where we'll have local sculptor Mitzi Jokic come lead a family workshop on making sculpture. And she'll bring materials that kids and families can take apart, put back together, think about various art composition rules. They might play a few games where, you know, they assign parts of a sculpture to another family and trade things around. as well as, of course, going into the exhibition and talking about all of the techniques that the artists in the exhibition have used. And they'll test them out on their own mini sculptures.
That's really
that
cool.
Day. Yeah.
What do you think about when you're putting together like a public program? Like, what are you trying to achieve?
Great question. Well, I always think about our Acklin motto of look close, think far. Mm-hmm. So I want people to really engage with the objects, even if they're coming to hear a musical performance, even if they're coming to make art of their own. I want them to be able to find resonances with the objects that are on view so that they can think about how they were created by certain artists in certain times and what was meaningful then, what is meaningful to them now as viewers, so they can look closely at the objects and think further about the context and about their own thoughts and the works. And then I really just want people to fall in love with works at the Acklin, to build a relationship with art, since it's for everyone and everyone has things that they can bring to it and things that they can share. So I think that's important for all of the different types of programs, whether they're a direct talk about the art or not. And speaking of, we do have two direct talks, tours of the art by Peter, one coming up this afternoon and one next week on January 27th that folks can join if they register on our website.
And again, acklin.org is the website. Go there and find out more about those upcoming events, about both of the exhibitions that we're talking about today and just the general collection at the museum in general. We got to wrap up, but again, we're speaking with Allison Portnow, Leah Thrupp, and Peter Nisbet. Real quick last word, Peter, anything else that folks should know about the art, first of all?
Well, I'd encourage people to go and have a look at the exhibition page on acklin.org because it lists the artists who are on view. And it's a very wide range of major names, Carl Andre, Senga Nengudi, across to a wonderful sculptor who teaches at UNC Wilmington, Aaron Wilcox. And as part of putting together the show, we were able to get some loans from the local collectors, J.K. Brown and Eric Diefenbach, who have one of the great collections of contemporary art, and that has enhanced the exhibition enormously.
And Allison, for people who are heading to the museum to experience it in person, what else should folks know?
I think one of the things that's great about the show is that it connects with also the sculptures around campus. So mm-hmm. One of my colleagues has put together a wonderful sculpture guide that folks can pick up at the museum. So once they've seen the show, attended the programs, they can pick up that guide and find sculptures across campus and Chapel Hill that have resonances. One of them is even by one of the artists in the exhibition. And I think that carrying it outside the walls is another great way that people can enhance their visit and carry on thinking about art after they've been there.
This conversation presented by the Acklin Art Museum. Head there starting today and running through April 2nd and check out the two exhibitions, Good Object, Bad Object, and Laurel Nakadate, 10 performances from 365 days, a catalog of tears. Acklin.org is the website for more information on the exhibitions and upcoming public programs. Peter Nisbet, Allison Portnow, Lathrop, thank you both so much for being here today.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you.